Good morning. A cold front brought big changes to most of interior New York and New England overnight as much more refreshing air started streaming in. The dew points came down considerably, as did the temperatures, and readings are starting off much more comfortable, and it's a more pleasant feel outside with brilliant sunshine and low humidity. Readings are starting in the 50s and lower 60s. We'll have sunshine all day long, and with that same front stalling out south of Long Island, we'll be on the cooler and refreshing side of it for a couple of days. Slight north breeze will allow temperatures to climb into the middle and upper 70s for afternoon highs. With high pressure overhead tonight, it'll be clear and comfortably cool with readings back into the 40s and lower 50s. The refreshing air stays in place tomorrow, sunshine to start, although some clouds will begin to approach during the afternoon as a warm front heads our way. The humidity will stay down and temperatures will be in the middle to upper 70s. That warm front will continue to track our way on Thursday night. We even run the risk of a few showers, with a good chance at showers early Friday morning. Then skies will remain mostly cloudy on Friday afternoon, but mostly dry weather, with just the chance of a shower or thunderstorm in the lower to mid-70s. After that warm front passes by during the day on Friday, we'll be left in a bit more humidity for the weekend. Temperatures will go up as well, back into the lower to mid-80s, and we run the risk of a scattered shower or thunderstorm both Saturday and Sunday. In fact, the best chance of showers and thunderstorms will come with a low-pressure system passing through on Monday, still in the lower 80s, then on the other side of that system on Tuesday, back into the upper 70s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, the Storm Prediction Center in Norman, Oklahoma, has outlined an area of a slight risk of severe thunderstorms from the upper Great Lakes to the lower Missouri Valley. Clusters of strong to severe thunderstorms are expected this afternoon and evening. The primary threats with these storms will be damaging wind gusts and large hail, although there's also a small tornado risk. Elsewhere, isolated strong to severe storms will be possible across the southern plains, the Ohio Valley, and the Carolinas. Meanwhile, a vast portion of California, southern Nevada, and southern Arizona have excessive heat watches in effect into the weekend. In contrast, freeze warnings are in effect for portions of south central Oregon and northern Nevada. And the National Hurricane Center will be monitoring a broad area of low pressure that's expected to form over the northwestern Caribbean Sea and adjacent land areas by the weekend. Some gradual development of this system is possible thereafter, while it moves slowly northwestward toward the southwestern Gulf of Mexico. At Mount Washington this morning, 130 miles visibility under mostly cloudy skies and 39 degrees, with a northwest wind at 53 miles per hour. And in Eureka, Nunavut Territory, Canada, cloudy skies and 34 degrees. In Albany on the hour, mostly sunny and 59 degrees, the dew point 54, 83% relative humidity, a north wind at 7 miles per hour, and the barometer at 30.02 inches, and it is rising. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny with just the risk of a shower or thunderstorm, lower 80s, Boston sunny, breezy, mid-70s, and in Buffalo, sunny skies with highs in the mid-70s. Checking the climate report, the high temperature in Albany yesterday, 91 degrees, the low 66, the average temperature 79, that's 12 degrees above normal. 1/100th of an inch of rain yesterday for the month, 1.85 inches, which is 16/100ths above normal, and 20.76 inches of precipitation for the year, which is 4.29 inches above normal. There were 14 cooling degree days in Albany yesterday for the month, now 51, that's 18 above normal, and 101 for the season, which is 38 cooling degree days above normal. The average high temperature in Albany today, 78 degrees, the average low, 56, the record high, 96, set in 1892, and the record low, 39, in 1970. Sunrise this morning was at 5:16 a.m. Sunset this evening, 8:35 p.m., 15 hours and 19 minutes of daylight, an increase of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the Northern Adirondacks and Central and Northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Sunny, with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower 70s. Clear tonight, with lows in the 40s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the lower 80s. Clear tonight with lows in the mid-50s. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid-70s. Clear tonight with lows in the upper 40s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, sunny with much lower humidity today and highs in the mid to upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows near 50. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont and the Berkshires, north of I-90. Sunshine with much lower humidity today and highs in the upper 70s. Clear tonight with lows in the lower 50s. Region-wide for tomorrow, sunshine giving way to some clouds late in the day with low humidity staying in the mid to upper 70s. Rain showers likely Thursday night and Friday morning. Scattered showers Friday afternoon, perhaps a thunderstorm, lower to mid-70s. A mix of sun and clouds Saturday and Sunday with a scattered shower or a thunderstorm possible both days, lower to mid-80s. Lower 80s with showers and thunderstorms likely on Monday. And a mix of sun and clouds back to the upper 70s Tuesday. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.